Welcome back to our Dallas County special Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by Republican candidate Matt Schultz, who's running for the Dallas County Attorney's Office against opponent Ronald Carl Forsale. Matt, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You are absolutely welcome, and appreciate you coming in to studio. It's always better doing it than over the phone.
Yeah, for sure.
With that, we'll start off with the first question. Just give us a little background. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Hey, thanks. Well, you know, I grew up in West Des Moines, oldest of five boys, graduated from Valley High School. After high school, I went on a mission for my church for 2 years to Argentina, learned to speak Spanish. I speak Spanish fluently, and then came home and went to college. I graduated from Brigham Young University, Idaho, with an associate's degree, and then I transferred to the University of Iowa, where I got my undergraduate. And then after Iowa, I decided I wanted to be a lawyer. So I got accepted to Creighton University and went to law school at Creighton, graduated there and passed the bar exam, and the rest is history from that standpoint. But I'm married. I have five kids, and in addition, two stepsons, and we live in Dallas County. And it's just one of those things where I want to make this community safe. And especially when you have children and young children, it becomes real personal. And so I've been in politics for a while. While I was in law school, I ran for the Council Bluffs City Council. I beat a former mayor and I was elected and served there for a little over 4 years. And then I ran for Secretary of State. And I ran on voter ID. If you have to show an ID to get on an airplane, open a checking account to buy a beer, you should have to show one to vote. That was my theme. And I fought for voter ID and election integrity for 4 years. I ran for Congress and was not successful, but it was a great blessing for me because it gave me an opportunity to serve as Madison County Attorney for 8 years. I had a lot of great experiences as county attorney. And I moved back. I left Madison County, moved back to Dallas County for family reasons. And so I'm really excited about this opportunity to run for Dallas County Attorney and bring the experience I have. I'm the only one running who's ever served as county attorney. And there's a lot that goes into the office. I know we're going to talk more about that. But I really care about what I do. And what's neat about being county attorney is you really can help people. You can really impact their lives. People in Congress, you know, in the legislature, I mean, they obviously do an important role. But as county attorney, you're able to affect people on a very personal level, and you're able to help people, and you're also able to hold people accountable. And so it was an honor to serve as Madison County Attorney, and I hope to earn the vote of Dallas County so that I can serve as Dallas County Attorney.
Well, thank you for sharing all that information, and it seems like you know what you want and you know how you want to help out this community, so good luck to you running. And let's start off with, what are maybe 2 to 3 things you'd like to see if you are elected into office?
I want to do what I did in Madison County as county attorney. I was tough on crime. I was tough on crime, and everyone knew it, and the defense attorneys knew it. I'm not running to get the vote of all the defense lawyers. I'm really running to get the vote of the community. And what I want to see in that office, I want to see more trials. I want to see the prosecutors trying more cases. I think it sends a strong message to the community and to those who are breaking the law that we're not going to sit back and just cut deals. And if obviously you do have to do deals at times, but they're going to know that we're willing to try the case and that we're good at it. And my job as county attorney is to not only try cases, but to be a leader and also teach and make sure that the other prosecutors in the office are comfortable in trial. And I'm a trial lawyer. And some people call me a politician. I've been in politics for a while, but I'm a better lawyer. And so I'm looking forward to that opportunity to bring that tough on crime message. I prosecuted the people who burned the Cedar Bridge in Winterset. I gave no offers, no deals to Alex Hoff, the ringleader. I said, we're going to trial. You know what he did? A week before trial, he just pled guilty. He just pled guilty. He'd rather plead guilty than go to trial with me. And so that's the kind of experience I'm going to bring to Dallas County. And the other thing I want to see is a strong relationship between law enforcement and the county attorney's office. That just doesn't happen everywhere. If you were to talk to Jason Barnes, the Madison County attorney, he'd tell you I'm the best prosecutor he's ever worked with. And that's because I care about law enforcement. When police officers get assaulted, I don't give deals on those cases. I just don't, unless the police officer tells me to. I back the blue, and I want that office, and I want the law enforcement officers to know that we have their backs. And so those are the two big things that I'm going to bring to that office. You know, a lot of people talk about what they're going to do, but I've actually done it. And so I'm going to bring that experience and make sure that we're tough on crime and we back the blue.
Again, we are speaking here with the Republican candidate running for Dallas County Attorney, Matt Schultz. And Matt, what do you see the role of the county attorney being?
Well, the county attorney itself is a leader. I look at the county attorney's office as the law firm for the county. You know, a lot of people think about the criminal stuff because that's what's in the news. But the county attorney represents all of the elected officials, most of the county boards and commissions, not all of them, but most of them. And as county attorney in Madison County, I represented all of those boards. I went to the meetings. I even took cases to the Court of Appeals for the Zoning Commission and the Board of Adjustment. And so I know what it takes. And I view that role as being a leader and being the lawyer for the county. And so I think that, you know, you have to view it that way. We're the law firm. We are there to serve and protect the community, but we're also there to provide legal advice. And as to even small things as fence disputes, it's that people don't realize all the duties that the county attorney has. Other people running, you know, they've prosecuted crimes, but they've never done the civil work. I've done the civil work, like I said, all the way to the Court of Appeals. And so you've got to have somebody who has that experience who can lead the law firm of the county, and that's the county attorney's office. And so I see that office, as I said, being a leader, and showing that we're tough on crime, that we're going to back the blue and support our law enforcement, but we're also supporting the elected officials and the different boards and commissions. And so as county attorney, I always met on a regular basis with all the elected officials. I would go to the board meetings. I was involved. And if I couldn't be there, I would send my assistant. I'd make sure that we had somebody there to help provide legal advice. I didn't have every answer every time. Sometimes I'd have to do legal research, but I was there and I would say, I'm going to take that question. I'm going to look into it and I'm going to get back to you. And so I see the county attorney's office as being that leader in the county and supporting our elected officials, our boards and commissions, and as well as our law enforcement.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts on that. Now, do you think that the county attorney should do the majority of the civil work for all of the county in your office?
You know, that's funny. When I ran for county attorney in Madison County, that was one of the big things I ran on. We're going to do the civil work. And we did. And I intend to do that in Dallas County too. Now, does that mean we're going to do everything? No. Sometimes counties have insurance and other things when there's liability that bring lawyers in. But there's a lot of things that go on, like I said, with the boards and commissions. I took several cases to the Court of Appeals and I won both times. And so I've got that experience to do the civil work. We even do the tax appeals. Now, will we have help sometimes on very complicated issues or commercial issues? Sure. And that's one of the things I sold to the Board of Supervisors in Madison County. I need more lawyers because we're going to do the civil work. So when I get into the office, if I'm lucky to earn the vote of the people, I intend to look at what the office is doing from a civil standpoint and making sure that we are the most effective and that we are providing that legal advice. And like I said earlier, we will go to the boards and commissions, we will go to the elected officials, and we will be there to give legal advice and to represent the county when it's sued.
As we wrap up here, last question, if you could give any thoughts. So the Dallas County Board of Supervisors are in the midst of constructing a new criminal court building in the city of Adel. Is there anything that you would like to see in there?
For me personally, I think that I would leave that up to the Board of Supervisors to decide. Sometimes those are kind of political questions and it's their job to decide who gets to sit where and who gets to do their job where. I know the Board of Supervisors are very intelligent people and that they're looking at all aspects of where to put folks. And I know that they move people around and so forth. And so I know they'll take the input of the judges. They'll take the input of the county attorney. And so if I'm lucky enough to be there, I would obviously give my input. And I'd ask the input of my staff and the other attorneys, what do you think? And I would bring that information to the Board of Supervisors and let them decide.
And we have been joined today by Republican candidate Matt Schultz, who's running for the Dallas County Attorney's Office against opponent Ronald Carl Forsell. Matt, thanks so much for the time today.
Shaquan, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're absolutely welcome, and that is part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.